FM.
All right, so we've been trying to get a hold of the ANC head of elections, Fikile Mbalula. We meant to speak to him sometime in this hour. So as soon as we get a hold of him, we'll bring him on the radio. In the meantime, let's speak about the decision that the National Energy Regulator of South Africa took yesterday. They approved 3-generation licenses for Car Powership South Africa. But the Green Connection are saying that this is totally unacceptable, that the regulator approved electricity generation licenses, which actually this is the same company that's been mired in controversy since it was touted as the so-called emergency solution more than a year ago. Let's bring in Liz McDade now, who is an activist and strategic lead at Green Connection. Liz, thank you so much for making time. Welcome to the show.
Good morning to you and your listeners.
How did the energy regulator approve these generation licenses for Car Powership when the company doesn't have environmental approval from government?
Well, this is our question, and we're wondering what's the rush, because, you know, clearly NERSA also has an obligation. It has an obligation to future electricity consumers. So in order to meet that obligation, also has to look at environmental issues, and it doesn't do environmental stuff. So it would obviously wait for the environmental authorization. And I think we need to be clear, it's not even that Car Power doesn't have an authorization. The authorization was rejected by the department.
And NERSA hasn't released its reasons for the decision as yet, but I imagine this decision that they have taken stands to be challenged.
Yes, I definitely, well, from we obviously have to wait to see what their reasons are. At this point, very difficult for us to see how they could have addressed all the concerns that we put in our submission. And we definitely are consulting our legal team. And once we get the reasons for the decision, we'll decide on the next steps. But this is really, for us, this is not in the public interest. And we have to remember it will impact on electricity prices in the future.
Yeah, and the impact on marine life as well. Just remind our listeners of what the impact is and the concerns that you've been raising as environmental organizations, because you've been raising some red flags about the environmental impact assessment by Car Powership.
Yeah, well, you see, when you're looking at these kinds of projects, you have to assess all the environmental impacts to weigh up whether it's a good idea to go ahead or not. And one of the things that they didn't do was do any meaningful studies on the acoustics, so the impact of the sound of the power ships on the marine life. And this is particularly important because there are fish which coastal livelihoods, coastal fishes depend on for their livelihood. So if those fish are impacted, then those people lose their livelihoods completely. And so we obviously need to know those answers as part of the decision-making around whether the Car Powerships are going to have a bad impact on the environment or not. But we don't have those answers. This is one of the reasons that the department, we assume, rejected the authorization. So for Car Power to appeal, they've appealed. The minister hasn't made her decision on the appeal. But yet NERSA rushes forward and says, yeah, sure, you can go ahead and generate electricity. It doesn't seem to be in the public interest. It definitely seems flawed from our perspective.
Does the company have an opportunity, though, to start from scratch? So to do the assessment, consult with the locals and apply again? I'm just wondering what the basis of their appeal would be, or if they would be granted another opportunity to do the assessment again and file an application and see if the department can approve that one.
Well, you see, this is what we said. We said, get your process right. You know, if you want to come, that the Turkish company, you want to come and work in South Africa, then you must follow our rules. And we know that the first thing that happened, I think it was in December last year, was they tried to get themselves exempted from the doing an environmental assessment on some COVID-related reason, which actually turned out to be false. And so I think there's also some investigation happening at the moment around them. But we also have to remember that there's another competitive company, DNG, that's also taken Car Power to court. So there's so much controversy. There's also a outstanding parliamentary inquiry that the parliament is still investigating. So why is NERSA rushing ahead? That's our question.
Yeah, Liz, thank you so much for making time. Liz McDade is an activist, strategic lead at Green Connection.